Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. We're doing our episode today, Texas Blues Part 2. We did Part 1 a few months back and got a good response from that. And earlier in the show, we did Omar and the Howlers. And then we did ZZ Top, who were pretty much hardcore blues back in the early days. And if you're doing Texas Blues, like I mentioned earlier, it's hard to do without Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's hard to do without, you know, Freddie King, Albert Collins. But I found a way to do it without those guys. But I could never do a Texas Blues show without Johnny Winter. Johnny Winter is the man from Beaumont, Texas. And his blues is raw. It's as raw as it can get. And he pretty much epitomizes what Texas Blues is all about. It's bigger. It's better. It's louder. Everything in Texas is bigger. Everything in Texas is better. And Johnny Winter does not disappoint. Let's get right into it right now. Here is Johnny Winter, Mother-in-Law Blues. Mother-in-law Blues, Johnny Winter. Love me some Johnny Winter. His sound's just so raw. It's raw and aggressive. Yeah, he named it one time Blood Bucket, whatever that means. Back alley Blood Bucket Blues. Opposite, the exact opposite from his brother, Edgar Winter. Edgar Winter, he was more polished. He liked rehearsal. He's very into the recording process, and everything had to be, you know, everything had its place. Johnny Winter come in, say, heck with all this. Turn everything up to 10. Let's go. And that's where they went. And usually the first take was it. That's good enough. Next song. And that is Johnny Winter. Here's another cool song from Johnny Winter. This one's called Dallas.
Yeah. looking for trouble. Man, I'm sure gonna give them some. I believe old Dallas, man, it's the meanest town I know. I believe that Dallas, man, the meanest town I know. Man, 'cause you ain't safe in Dallas, I don't care where you go. You know that I ain't evil, man, just to have a bomb. So much shit in Texas, bound to step in some. Drive back to Dallas, take my rather and my gun. Man, the people there looking for trouble, y'all gon' give them some. Women, man, I'm bound to have his line. Dying to Dallas, take my rhythm and my gun. Damn, people ain't looking for trouble. He sure gonna give up some.
All right, that was Johnny Winter, Dallas. That's a good, pretty raw acoustic version right there. Pretty reminiscent of the Delta blues from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I love me some Johnny Winter. Well, hey, you know, here in the summertime, all things are getting pretty wound up here at the station. And behind the station here, we have the Red Brick Patriots Club. And we got a lot going on at the Patriots Club here. Thursday night is open mic night. And open mic night, you know, you usually get a hamburger, fries, and a drink. It's $10, but if you participate, it's $5. Now, talk about starving musicians. If you want to get some musicians in a group somewhere, give them some cheap beer and some cheap food, and this is the place to do that on Thursday nights. And also, Friday night and Saturday night is also steak night now, from 5:30 to 9:30. Check this out. 2 12-ounce ribeyes, two sides, two salads, a glass of wine or beer for $39.95. That's a pretty good deal right there. And then Saturday night, starting from at 7 o'clock, is our new karaoke party. And we started, I think, last week, and it was a very big success. And this is the place to be on Saturday night for karaoke. Hey, that's pretty cool. Come on out. Really have a good time. But what we're doing right now is we're listening to some Texas blues. And let's get right back into some Johnny Winter. Be careful with a fool.
Smile.
Johnny Winter, Be Careful With A Fool. You can't mistake Johnny Winter sound. It is raw. It is, he's not ashamed. He'll throw it out there. Anyway, like I said, his brother was calm and calculated and everything had to be in place. Johnny Winter, he looked at a mixing board and goes, what does this knob do? Turn it to 10. Let's see what happens. And he didn't care. Usually one take was it. I think he recorded a 12-song album in one afternoon. That shows you how his approach toward it. And it's very unique. And he made a very good career out of it. Well, hey, that's pretty much it for today's show. Can't thank you enough for listening. We'll be back next week. That being said, you know, if you have anything to add, you want to have some comments, requests, or whatever, drop us a line, WVFFradio.com. Or better yet, come by the studio. We're right here on Pumpkin Girl Lane. Come down Highway 61, look for the big antenna and a yellow guitar out by the driveway, and come on in. And here we are. Come see us. And can't thank you enough for listening to today's show. Come back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, and listen to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.